fighting the noxious weeds using the latest and greatest technology. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
It is good to have you back in the saddle.
Thank you.
You've been out for a while. So we're just going to dive right into this. We have been dealing with noxious weeds.
Well, I don't think we're the only ones.
Nope.
I think everyone, once you step back, look at your situation, is dealing with noxious weeds.
And we have had many shows about the biologicals, right? Like beetles with leafy spurge.
Correct. And we've actually used them on some property that we own.
Still do, and been doing that for many, many years. We've had other individuals coming in and using another species, like having sheep or goats graze the wormwood, the leafy spurge, that sort of thing.
Yes, we've went down that road too. We know lots about that.
Tried to do that. That didn't work out. So here is our situation. The noxious weeds in one particular area were out of control.
Correct. They were out of control, and it wasn't that we weren't staying vigilant of the situation. We knew what the situation was, but this is a unique type of property with a lot of nooks and crannies.
A lot.
And dealing with waterways and shelter belts, not wanting to kill
lines.
Trees. So it was a little more difficult than your usual application where you could head out with a side-by-side or a four-wheeler with a sprayer and just go after it.
And we decided not to go with the route of a side-by-side or a four-wheeler because one of the areas is a pasture full of rocks. So if we would have went out there on a four-wheeler or a side-by-side, we would have beat ourselves to death.
Right. Or what we've come across in other situations, other properties we have, that sometimes it gets a little tricky. I mean, I've actually been in the situation where I've rolled a four-wheeler with a sprayer on it and, you know, glad to still be here. So we don't want to put ourselves in danger either.
Exactly. So we started looking at options of what do we do? Do we go and rev up that old spray coupe? And neither you or I wanted to do that. I mean, we had access to one and neither one of us were like, I don't want to sit in that thing for 10 hours.
The only way I was okay with doing the spray coupe is if I could video it and turn it into like a video or reel going back to Star Wars. Because come on, you end up feeling like a stormtrooper when you're in one of those spray coupes if you've never been in
and
one.
And you're covered with all of that. And so, So we had the total acres we were looking at. It was like 135 was the total acres that we needed to cover. And this was around creek bottoms, trees, obstacles, buildings, where you couldn't get in the first darn place with any kind of a big outfit. And then we had the pasture area around it with all the rocks. So we opted for the first time to try drones.
Drones. Yes, he said that right.
Yep. So we brought them out to our place and we hired Pro Egg Solutions. Corey Palm, the owner, was great to work with and he came out. So here was my first question is, you know, I said, can we spray when cattle are grazing? Because we've already got cattle in there. And that was my first question. Can we spray while the cattle are grazing? And then the other big one was, this whole area that we were spraying is also where a lot of our pheasants are. So I didn't want to harm the pheasant population.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that ask that same question. And the answer is yes. There's products out there like Milestone, Duracor, Freelix, all of which are all labeled that there is no grazing restrictions on them. So we fly right over the top of them. So you can keep the cattle in there. The only thing that on some of the labels and we tell everybody is that we don't want them to pull the cattle out and take them to a susceptible area right after treatment. I believe it's 10 days at a minimum that we want to wait so that they're not going to a susceptible area where that they could be planting, you know, maybe soybeans or something next year. Because some of these products do carry over.
And the drone that we're using today, you said this is your little baby, and this is 8 gallons, right? 8 gallons is what this holds?
Yep, it's my baby. It's a T-30 DJI drone. This one holds 8 gallons. We also have a T-40, T-50, and now I'm just waiting for the new T-60 to show up.
So roughly, just to give everybody an idea, we mapped it out with the GPS. This was super neat. You went on your phone. It was a program where you literally dialed in exactly right up to tree rows, right up to crop ground where we wanted to spray. And we came up with it was right around 135 or 38, I think, acres is what it came up with. So how long is it going to take to spray that? And we've got a beautiful day. I mean, there's no wind as we speak. Cross our fingers.
Yeah, to do that, so with this drone, we can do about 20 acres an hour is kind of with that top speed. There's some obstacles around here. There's some buildings that we've got to work around. So when you look at 20 acres an hour, we're going to take 6-7 hours to do it probably.
If I compare this to a commercial application of spraying, you know, somebody coming out and just buzzing over the hills with a big commercial applicator, is this because 8 gallons is just a little bit, is it that we're using the chemistry at a higher efficacy, or is it still the same as if we would be doing any kind of commercial application of chemical out here on the noxious weeds?
Well, this is, it's like I tell guys, it's an ultra high concentration is what it is. On this pasture here, we're actually running a 2 gallon rate. And, so on the label, it's 2 to 5 gallons on aerial on a lot of these chemicals, especially on the pastures that we use. So we're right down at the bare minimums of 2 gallons an acre, but it's exactly the same as an airplane or a helicopter. We follow the label just like them, the aerial label. Like I said, we're using 2 gallons here, but there is cases and scenarios where we've got to do 3 and 5 gallons, depending on what the label says.
So the reason I said that we brought the drones in is just because the inability for us to access these areas that we need to get to. So unfortunately, that's a lot of your business, isn't it? Is getting to these areas that it's just not like it's a section of a ground and you can go back and forth and it's real nice and easy. I would imagine a lot of your business is, you know, creek bottoms and the areas where you just can't get. That's why we're calling you to come in.
We work a lot with the airplanes, the helicopters. In fact, I get a lot of calls from them to come in and help spray these areas that they can't get in. You think about it, an 802 air tractor coming in here at 160 miles an hour trying to dip in and out of these trees isn't feasible. It's not safe. We've got highline poles out here. We've got wires. It's not safe for an airplane. It's not safe for a helicopter. That is exactly the place where these drones come in. You can't get a ground rig in here either because you've got fences, you've got all kinds of different, like I said, obstacles that we can just go and fly right over. We stay right around that 10 to 12 feet over the tops, just depending on where we're at. Sometimes maybe a little bit higher, especially when we're going through the hills and things like that where we've got some steep hills. It's precision. And we can go basically right up to the edge. We have to watch the wind and we have to follow everything just like an airplane, but it's very small scale.
Now, I told you this scenario about how when I had a drone, this is several years ago, and I lost it somewhere in the mountains of Three Forks, Montana. So if anybody sees a drone out there, it's probably mine. Worst case scenario that you've run into when you're spraying, if you can even share that.
We had my very first year, I had a drone that something went wrong with the software. Luckily, we were out in the middle of a CRP field and it basically kamikazed itself into the ground. These things are not foolproof. They're not to be taken lightly. They're not like your $1,000 drone that you go buy at.
That I lost in the mountains of Montana.
Yeah, that you lost. These are, basically $30,000 and up for new ones. But they're a tool. They're not a toy. I mean, fly it like it's a toy sometimes, but at the end of the day, it's a tool in the toolbox. We're out here to do a job.
Technology is absolutely taking over everything that we're doing. Has there been a pushback, or has it been more just curiosity of people calling and just asking you the same questions that I do? You probably field them over and over and over again, where people are just looking at their options of trying to bring somebody in. And I'm assuming nowadays there's a lot more acceptance of coming in with drones just because of the fact that we're out here and we can actually get to stuff.
You know, that's a great point to bring up, is the acceptance of it. Is it's getting to be more and more. When I first started, so we're going on year 4 now of full-time This is what our business is primarily. When I first started, everybody's like, oh, you're expensive. And, you know, up here, everywhere, depending on where you're at in the country, there is, it's everywhere from $10 an acre on up. If you look at it on a per acre cost, you know, here we're running, you know, on our pasture grounds, I charge $20 an acre. If we're doing specialty stuff where we're doing spot spraying, we're upwards of $425 an hour. But I'm also doing things that an airplane won't do. So one of the biggest questions is, and my pushback to guys that call and say, wow, you're expensive. Well, go have an airplane do it or go have a helicopter do it, because guess what? They're not going to do it.
You brought up something about spot spraying, and I wanted to ask you about that because that was my question too. And you pushed back on me pretty hard because I said, well, you know, like everybody trying to save money here, and well, we've got this spot of weeds over here and we've got this spot over here. And you actually recommended and said, you know what? If you've got a big patch over here, I guaranteed 10 feet away from it, you're going to have some more. That spot spraying is not the thing to do. Just absolutely cover everything to get the best kill on these noxious weeds is what we're dealing with today.
Absolutely. So a little of my background is I've been an agronomist for 24 years. And so dealing with the crop side of things, weeds, things like that, I make that suggestion to guys, especially when we're dealing with like leafy spurge or these noxious weeds. It's a different story if we're spot spraying out in a field, maybe. But when you look at a pasture, and you're exactly right, you've got a patch of wormwood over here, and 100 feet away, you've got another patch. Well, I can just about guarantee you that there's going to be some wormwood that you're just really not seeing in between that. And so a lot of the chemicals that we're using are residuals, and they're going to have some efficacy throughout the year and into next year. Hopefully, you know, we've got guys that we've sprayed the first year, and we skipped the second year, came back and sprayed the third year. And now this year, it just looks absolutely phenomenal. There's hardly a weed out there. And that's the end goal of what we're going after, is we want to try to eliminate all these noxious weeds, or as many of them as we possibly can.
Corey Palm with Pro Ag Solutions, thank you for the time and thanks for coming out and spraying for us. And we should have mentioned this at the beginning, but the two noxious weeds that we were going after was Canadian thistle and wormwood. That's what we were targeting. So did we get good kill?
I'm going to say yes, or at least absolutely. At this point, we are happy with what we've seen. After just a few days, we saw the plants wilted over. Of course, we know next year we'll have to take another turn step. At this. Yep.
So if you're curious about the drone technology and application, we highly encourage you to just call someone in your area, ask the questions. That is exactly what Beck and I did. And as she said, we are very satisfied with the results. Crew, time for a quick break. We will be back with more of the Ranch It Up Radio Show.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The Video Royale sale is coming up July 28th through August 1st, followed by the Bighorn Classic sale. To consign to the Bighorn Classic, cattle need to be cataloged by August 1st and videos need to be submitted by August 8th. Again, August 1st for the catalog and August 8th for the videos to consign to the Bighorn Classic sale. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. View the sale live on Dish Network Channel 997 and online at sla-tv.com. Sale results, deadlines, and upcoming sale information available at superiorlivestock.com and ranchchannel.com. Selling cattle the superior way.
Attention cattle producers! Boost your herd's trace mineral status with Axiota Animal Health's Multi-Min 90. This injectable solution delivers essential trace minerals known to support cattle health and reproduction. Don't settle for less when it comes to your herd health. Trust Axiota Animal Health to keep your cattle in prime condition. Visit your local supplier or veterinarian to learn more about Multi-Min 90. Multi-Min 90, because healthy cattle mean a healthy bottom line. Looking for the best way to raise beef? Whether on pasture, crop residue, or in a dry lot, choose Westway Feed Products. Westway Feed Products boost forage utilization, efficiency, and sustainability. Find your nearest rep by calling 800-800-7517 or visit westwayfeed.com. Stay connected with the crew from Westway Feed Products on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. Call 800-800-7517 or go to westwayfeed.com today. Cow country news, you know, the cow stuff. The U.S. Cattlemen's Association, or the USCA, and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the NCBA, commented on the successful passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill, which includes several provisions critical to the U.S. livestock industry and wins for America's family farmers and ranchers. A few of the highlights include: for the livestock indemnity program, it establishes a payment rate for losses due to predation at 100% of the market value and losses due to adverse weather or disease at 75% of the market value. It introduces additional payments for unborn livestock death losses incurred on or after January 1st, 2024, at a rate determined by the secretary, not exceeding 85% of the payment rate for the lowest weight class of livestock. Now, for the livestock forage disaster program, allows for two monthly payments and specifically eligibility criteria based on grazing periods, and expands the program by allowing it to kick in after four consecutive weeks of drought rather than the eight previous consecutive weeks. Under the emergency assistance, provides emergency assistance for cattle with specific payment rates and eligibility criteria. The death tax, that was a big one. The bill increases the death tax exemption to $15 million per individual or $30 million per couple, adjusted annually for inflation. This means if the value of your farm or ranch plus equipment, cattle, and other assets are less than $15 million individually or $30 million as a couple. Under the foreign animal disease prevention, specifies funding allocations for foreign animal disease prevention programs. Now, those are just a few highlights. For a more complete breakdown and specific dollar amounts being allocated and where, check out the show notes for this episode at ranchitupshow.com, and the links will be provided. Now, in other news, the amount of U.S. beef and pork imports to China in late April and early May plunged primarily in the wake of tariffs that peaked at 147% for beef and 172% for pork. That, according to the latest USDA's Economic Research Service report, an agreement to cut the tariffs for 90 days to 32% for beef and 57% for pork failed to restore the purchase levels reached in May 2024. The trade effort for U.S. beef exports also wasn't helped by China's decision not to renew beef plant and cold storage facility registrations in February, according to a review of the latest report by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Now, according to the U.S. MEF president and CEO Dan Hallstrom, he said the need for progress in the U.S.-China trade negotiations is extremely urgent, because tariffs from China could soar again on August 12th. The deadline is already influencing U.S. exporters deciding whether they will continue to produce for the Chinese market. Now heading to Texas, where the Baylor County Sheriff's Office is investigating multiple reports of cattle thefts across the country. Over 50 calves, heifers, steers, cows, and a bull or two have gone missing throughout the past couple months. The Baylor County Sheriff's Office, along with a Texas Southwest Cattle Raisers Association ranger, is looking to identify the suspect or suspects in these thefts. Livestock theft is a third-degree felony and punishable by up to 20 years per incident. If you have any information on who could be behind these thefts, please call the anonymous tip line at 940-889-3333. That's 940-889-3333, or you could also message the Baylor County Sheriff's Office on Facebook. And who didn't enjoy a little rodeo action over the 4th of July holiday, unless you are from Snowmass Village, Colorado, where just hours before the rodeo performance, a black and white bull made a dash for freedom, disappearing into the shrubbery vegetation above the upscale horse ranch neighborhood in Snowmass Village, Colorado. That's where he remained for the next 5 days, eluding capture until he was eventually corralled just back on Sunday. Now, according to a Snowmass Village police officer, he says he just kind of eluded us for several days until that he was caught the following Sunday by the owners. The officers said once it kind of moved into this neighborhood, which is bordered by some open land with really tall brush-type foliage, it kind of disappeared into the area and really wasn't seen until the owners were able to locate it. Now, that bull was scheduled to make his debut appearance at the Snowmass Rodeo last Wednesday when it broke free from handlers during the unloading process. The weekly Wednesday night rodeo represents a cornerstone of summer entertainment in Snowmass Village, Colorado, and the bull isn't the first rodeo animal to make a break for it, and you know, if you're in the rodeo business, it's not going to be the last. And that is all the time we have for the news this week. Remember, you can always catch us by firing an email our direction, ranchitupshow@gmail.com. Our phone number, call or text, 707-RANCH20. That's 707-726-2420. Keep your hands off that dial, y'all. When we come back, we talk markets, the cattle numbers, and lots more on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. Keep it parked. Gelve and Balancer producers, seed stock and commercial, add genetic technology from the American Gelve Association. They provide genetic tools to both seed stock and commercial producers. From being a part of the world's largest genetic evaluation and providing some of the most accurate EPDs in the industry to offering a wide variety of DNA tests, the AGA delivers its members and customers tools for success within the beef industry. Head to Gelve.org for more information from the American Gelve Association.
We run a lot of high milk producing mama cows in our herd.
Mitch Kenobi of Norfolk dealt with scours in his herd.
So bad that we sent samples off to South Dakota State and Kansas State. Heard about Pharmatan. As a producer, I know it's our job to limit our inputs, but when it comes to Pharmatan, Dad and I don't blink an eye. It is a must for every calving season.
Adding Pharmatan to your livestock's nutrition this fall will rid your new herd of scours in the spring. Go to PharmatanUSA.com. Call Joe Knopp at 340-3323.
LivestockMarket.com. We hear from the crew at LivestockMarket.com every week. Bulls, cows, bred heifers, open replacement heifers, cow-calf pairs, feeders, and stockers, horses, pigs, goats, sheep, show stock, hay and straw, and even alpacas, all listed on LivestockMarket.com. Private treaty, online auctions, and on-site auctions. Buying or selling, gauge the market, do some research. Check out LivestockMarket.com.
And don't forget, they brought you AuctionTime.com and EquineMarket.com. Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated. We recap the markets from last week, going through the numbers. Kirk, what do you got for us, buddy?
Good morning, Kicker, and all your listeners out there. As of Friday, July 4th, August feeders closed the week at 309.70. That's up $1.65, with the CME feeder index down 14 cents at 311.83. That left the basis, or the difference, at a positive $2.13. August live cattle closed the week at 214.025. That's up 42.5 cents on the week, with cash trading 224 to 225 in the south and 230 to 234 in the north, with most trades at 233. That left the five area weighted average up $1.16 at 229.17, and the basis versus that five area weighted average at positive $15.14.5. That's a very wide positive basis. Choice boxes closed the week down 644 at 389.75. The weekly slaughter and the dress weights were not updated because of the 4th of July holiday. The last reports had yearly production down 3.2%. September corn closed the week at 421. That's up 975 on the week. Corn rallied on rumors of positive trade news. By the end of the long weekend, that news was less than hoped for.
Are you ready for financial clarity on your ranch? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Wanner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I sat down with Jason and Candace Bernard to learn how they use Ambrook to help clean up their diversified operation and figure out which enterprises are making and losing money. Here's a little bit of their story.
That's the other thing too, when you have clarity of your numbers and what each enterprise is doing, it's no longer an emotional decision. It's just like, okay, this is just what it is, you know, like with the trucks, just sitting down like, I think this is a drag. This is something we need to just, you you know, cut loose and turn loose up. It was a little harder for him.
It's a Peterbilt. Like, come on. It's got a cat.
But I'm like, look at these numbers. So it just, because it is an emotional thing when you own your own business and you're trying to do these things and to have to let go of something and just like, this isn't working. But to sit down with the numbers instead of just with the emotion and make a very informed decision and the clarity of it.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
I tip my hat to you from one legend to another.
Before we say fare thee well, we want to give a tip of the hat, but more importantly, let those in Texas know that you are in our thoughts and our prayers. We've been watching how the horrific flooding happened in Texas. Just know, again, you are in our thoughts and our prayers.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks to our crew, Corey Palm with Pro Egg Solutions, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Shay Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck, back in the saddle.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Top Dollar Angus. By the way, we have feeder cattle for sale that are Top Dollar certified listed on Ranch Channel, as well as the sale reports from Superior Livestock Auction, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Landing Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Galvee Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources, Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and text 24/7. That phone number 707-RANCH-20, 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.